Good morning to Deirdre Reynolds, Sunday World columnist. And Deirdre, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm actually wrecked on you, do you know, that's why I'm feeling, I would say grand, but it's funny, I think it's kind of just catching up on me now, because I guess this is something that kind of kicked off 2 years ago and has been kind of looming on the horizon ever since. So I think still processing is the answer.
Yeah. And for those who aren't familiar with your case, you're one of three women working at the Sunday World who were threatened, harassed, in your case, a threat to kill, by Mark McEnough, a convicted rapist, who was sentenced to 11 years in jail yesterday. It must have been a terrifying ordeal.
Yeah, I suppose in the beginning I certainly wasn't aware of his history. You know, I got these emails, but, you know, even from the outset, without knowing his history, they were kind of frightening and very threatening, became very sexually graphic kind of over quite a short space of time, culminating in, as you said, him kind of threatening to pump me full of bullets and come to Dublin, come to my home, all of this sort of stuff. So then when he did actually turn up at the Sunday World offices, it was then that we realised that, like, he's essentially not a spoofer, you know, that he is capable of acting on the threats.
And what's it like to live with that kind of fear?
I mean, I suppose I felt okay about it because he's been in custody since then. But my worry was yesterday, like, I didn't know kind of what type of sentence he would get. And in the end, obviously, Judge Pauline Codd kind of more or less threw the book at him. And it was quite, I won't say I'm happy about it, because obviously I prefer not to be in the situation at all. But I think she kind of recognised what a danger he is to women and kind of acted accordingly. I think so many times in Ireland, like, we're so used to seeing kind of minimum sentences or even people kind of walking free from the courts there. And I suppose, unfortunately, this man actually was, he was on probation when he carried out these acts. So, you know, I obviously, while I was happy with the outcome, I kind of would, the big question is, like, why was he free to do this in the first place, I guess.
And it's also, when you're a woman working in media, a woman journalist, a woman columnist, do you think that puts a pressure on you to kind of go, I'm tough enough to deal with this, but it's still, and very often women in media, women in public life, this kind of, unfortunately, is something that can happen.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I've come up through tabloid newspapers, so the kind of it certainly was a macho culture, less so now, but the expectation on women, and it was probably an expectation we put on ourselves as well, that, you know, we're kind of one of the lads, or we're going to have a thick skin, or we're going to laugh off things that aren't really funny, I suppose. But I suppose this, as I said yesterday, like, it definitely crossed the Rubicon into something totally different. Like, I have absolutely no problem. Like, I mean, I have a soapbox every week in the Sunday World where I essentially ram my opinion down people's necks. So I have no problem if people want to email me, my email address at the top of the page. But I suppose when somebody kind of starts threatening to rape or kill you, that's obviously a different story altogether. And exactly as you say, I mean, this has kind of become more prevalent in recent years. Like, we've had Mary Lou McDonald, Helen McEntee, Holly Willoughby, like, in the UK, have all had similar sort of experiences. But I suppose the good thing is that they're being taken seriously now. Like, I've read a bit of commentary already about this, that, oh, people saying, oh, that he only got such a severe sentence because we're journalists. But I can assure you, I don't have any sway with the judiciary in Ireland. And I think really it was just an acknowledgement of the fact that, you know, he's been deemed untreatable, essentially.
How did you find the experience of going to the Garda, using the courts?
Yeah, I personally found it good, but I am conscious that I had the backing of a big media organisation behind me. And I know from others, like, that they've walked into Garda stations and necessarily haven't gotten as far as I did. Like, I was kind of told from the outset it could go to court, but I suppose naively I thought it won't. I found it, like, the process, we got a good outcome, as I say, but I know other people feel like they haven't. You know, even the a lot of people kind of comparing it yesterday to the two boys that were convicted for 6 years, sentenced for 6 years, rather. But I suppose the 11 years in our case, it was three separate complaints and they're running consecutively, those sentences. So it's not like 11 years per person sort of thing.
Yes. And I Mr. McEnough could have entered a bond which would have shortened his sentence, but he refused to do that because he found the conditions onerous.
Yeah, and I think that kind of just points to his mentality and that he took absolutely no culpability the whole way along. Like, obviously, he suffers from schizophrenia. That was pointed out yesterday. But I was sort of happy in a way that that wasn't used as almost a mitigating thing, because I think sometimes, you know, like, people can conflate sort of, it's insulting, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, to people, other people that have schizophrenia or mental health and mental ill health, rather, and don't go down this route. So I was happy to see. But I mean, the fact that he chose an extra year in prison rather than kind of accept the terms of the court says a lot, I think.
What was clear in those pictures on the TV news last night, just the relief on your face, Nicola Tallant's face, Amanda Brunker's face, just relief that hopefully it is now all over.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I didn't kind of realise it. It didn't really hit me until yesterday when I was in the court and Judge Codd was like reading. She like went through everything again and sort of read out everything that he had threatened to do, and his history as well of kidnap and rape and assault and so on. And I kind of thought to myself, God, this is actually serious. Like, and since then, obviously, I've been getting kind of messages from people saying, well, don't be speaking up and all the rest. But I suppose a lot of the time, as I said earlier, as female journalists, we kind of normalize the things that aren't really normal, or that if I say to some of my friends that don't work in the industry, they're kind of saying, yeah, that's not okay. So I'm glad to see that that was recognized, I suppose, yesterday. And I suppose we just have to keep banging the drum about it, I suppose. And there is obviously a conversation we had another day about imposing kind of maximum sentences or even kind of a mandatory type of sentence in these cases, because like as Judge Codd said yesterday, there is no specific laws to deal with this, but there are laws that can deal with it.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us this morning, and the very best of luck to you. That's Deirdre Reynolds, Sunday World columnist. We'll be back with more after the break.